Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Pete. And Mark.
Pete is here, courtesy of LibertyOnTour.com. LibertyOnTour.com, you can go there and see what Pete and Adamo and Bo have been up to the last several weeks with the Free State Friendship Tour, which was approximately 6 weeks of you guys traveling around New Hampshire, but also making a trip down to Greenfield, Massachusetts, where, unfortunately, you were being aggressed against by the bureaucrats down there because you dared to record video in a public place.
Right.
Specifically, the jail down there is where you'd gone to bail someone out when they decided that they wanted to pick on you because you were using a video camera. The cops got called out. You got arrested, charged with a felony count of wiretapping. You're going to court on that on the 18th.
That's
what's
correct.
The Facebook group or the Facebook event people can go to I guess if they maybe they're going to be in the New England area on the 18th of this month.
Right on. Yeah.
Can they learn more about going to support you guys?
The title of the event is called Pete and Adamo's Trial in Greenfield, MA. And I mean, if you're friends with Adamo or myself, or go to LOT or LibertyOnTour.com or coplock.org/Greenfield, we'll have links to it, content up there.
I want to see as many people out at that event as possible. I mean, you guys are tireless purveyors of the ideas of liberty. You go, we were talking about this during the break, about how you guys aren't making a lot of money at doing this, but you're living a lifestyle. You're living a life that most people, they don't. Most
right.
people are working in the corporate world. They're working at a job they hate. You're doing something you love. It doesn't pay very well, but it's something.
Right. Oh, it's great. I mean, seeing the past 2.5 years, I guess, now that we've been on the road through Motorhome Diaries, Liberty on Tour, and Coplock, it's been great both to see the support and just see the community really grow. We're getting better at what we do. You guys are getting better at what you do. You know, we meet more and more people with different projects doing their own thing, and we're all supporting each other. It's very self-reinforcing, and, you know, there's a big move towards agorism and self-reliance and things like that, and it's great to see.
Well, I know that whenever I see something happening that I think is useful, I want to try to put as much of my money behind it as possible. I mean, I'm not wealthy by any means, but I'm certainly doing all right. I'm comfortable, and so therefore, since I've taken care of myself, I can at that point then spread the wealth, so to speak. And that's why FreeKeen.com, Free Talk Live, and LRN.FM have been major sponsors.
Yeah, it's much appreciated, and we've been definitely happy to promote those brands and those projects.
And there's nobody else I'd rather have out there promoting the idea of moving to New Hampshire, whether it's Keene or not, but getting you guys out, having you in New Hampshire as your base of operations, and I'm so glad you guys finally made the move to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys are as well. But having you guys, who are two of the most visible, I think, activists in the liberty community, going around, and I know you guys are talking about doing another nationwide tour at some point, maybe later this year.
Right.
I don't know if there's anything that's official on that quite yet. But
much later in the year, you're going to need to do a southern portion of the nation.
Well, that's part of the idea.
Yeah, so you guys are constantly out meeting people, and I'm always really impressed by you, Pete, and how you're just really great at meeting new people. Like, you're the kind of guy who is really personable. You know, you're not bashful. You're going to go and you're just going to talk to somebody, and you're going to talk to them about freedom, and you're going to do it in a way that is friendly, and you're approachable. And I think you're a great advocate for liberty.
I appreciate it, man. A lot of it's just, I think most people are good people, and most people, you know, they're, especially today, to go back to like the government, scare. It's call us if something's going wrong, you know, rather than turn to your neighbor, turn to your friend. So it just really separates these communities. And, you know, to get to the society, the free society that I'd want to live in, it's going to, you know, require us to know our neighbors and hopefully get along. And if we can't get along, at least, like, you know, respect each other enough to do our own thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, it's one mind at a time. That's how I look at it. And if you can plant a seed or leave a positive impression on somebody, or, you know, expose them to a new resource, like, that's great.
And we've definitely seen LibertyOnTour.com. You guys are leaving positive impressions. We're talking about Porkfest as well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It just wrapped up a couple weeks ago, and we all went up there and had a great time. Of course, Porkfest 2012 has already been announced. It's, I believe, June 18th through the 24th. So
nice.
You can go to Porkfest.com, get the details on the hotel and how you can contact
them. Yeah, Porkfest is awesome.
But,
I mean, I'm sure people watching and listening that didn't make it are wishing they were there. But
there's always the next one, so make your plans now. But you were mentioning something to me during the break, Pete, about folks coming back maybe to Keene, and because there are people that after Porkfest kind of toured around the rest of New Hampshire to see what things were like.
Yeah, it's a lot of the some of the best folks that we've met on the road, some of the most active people in the most active areas outside of the Shire did spend some time coming to and through Keene before and after Porkfest, and people from Phoenix, people from Orlando, people from Philly, and some are looking at properties. And you know, one of our buddies, Nick Barnett, out in Phoenix,
the guy that does a Cutback podcast.
Yeah, he does a Cutback podcast. He's, you know, him and Drew Phillips partner up on stuff, and they're great. But sitting out on the porch here, the Keene Activist Center, and he's like, "Man, this is exactly what we needed in Phoenix." And you know, just the community and the number of people here, and just the awesome energy and vibe. It's great. And one thing
Except
I was
it's not happening in Phoenix.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's come up here. And one thing that would, for the people who wanted to make it to Porkfest but couldn't because it was too far, I have a solution to that problem. Move to Porkfest, or move to the Shire before Porkfest next year, and your commute will be less.
Right, you're golden then. I mean, then you can carpool up with somebody else. We went up in the Mobile Authority Resistance vehicle in Marv, and that was a great time. It was just it's just a blast. Anyway, LibertyOnTour.com, follow those guys and see what they're up to. Subscribe to their YouTube channel, because there's still videos coming. I mean, you guys did a lot of filming at Porkfest. You're not done releasing the videos from the most recent tour.
Right. Yeah, so we put out a lot of videos lately, and they're all pretty solid. I'm really excited about a lot of them. I know you guys have talked to Jay Noon and mentioned that story, but that's one in particular I was real glad.
Jay Noon's the guy we went down. We had him on our Saturday show a couple weeks ago. He's the guy who's a personal hero of mine, because he's doing what I've dreamed of doing, and I have not yet found the courage to do. He has not paid property taxes ever on the piece of property that he purchased that he's been living in. It's a duplex down in Palmer, Massachusetts. The three of us, we all went down there with Jay Janes. Some other folks went down to support Jay on the day in which he expected he was going to be evicted. He had been given a notice of eviction, and we went down there to kind of, well, run interference as much as we could, to be there maybe on the property if they actually came to try to evict him, to stand in the way, to record video, just to be there, to be some whatever level of protection we could be to be there for him, because these government bureaucrats are bullies, and they won't pick on you if there are a bunch of you. They just won't.
No, they had cops. They were circling around. They thought about coming, but they weren't going to come with 20 people. And I'm just coming up with a low number. In fact, we believe there might have been closer to 50, just sort of cycling
the day,
throughout the day.
And so then Pete and I went down to the town offices at one point and had a little fun with the government bureaucrats.
Right. I mean, that was probably the first time a lot of these people that had probably worked decades their whole career for this bureaucracy were ever confronted by somebody who questioned how their job was paid for or even the nature of their job. You know, they one lady in particular, it was a great – I mean, I love going and having these sort of video interactions with you, Ian. I remember when I first came to the Shire this year in January, and we went down to Nashua, and right out of the gate, you and I were questioning some folks in and a court outside of a courtroom, you know, calling them out for their actions. And so I love going out with you, man. And I think we make a good team pointing out some obvious things. And, you know,
if you want to find that video, by the way, the video we're talking about here, you can go to freekeen.com, search for Jay Noon, N-O-O-N-E. And then the article that's it's under is Keeniac's Travel to MA to Support Property Tax Freedom Advocate. You can see what Pete and I's interactions were with these bureaucrats down there. Cause whether it was, I don't think it was their first time with somebody who was angry at what they've done. They've likely had angry people in there, but they've probably never had two men with video cameras come in and pepper them with hard questions about the morality of what they were doing.
Right.
Yeah. These questions really aren't out there in the public realm as the idea that taxes are theft, and if you're taking the money that is, you know, if your paycheck's paid by taxes, what's that make you? Somebody receiving stolen property?
Yeah, the reactions of these people are just, you know, they're classic.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Especially the woman who refused to see the violence in the system. She was pretending the whole time, like taking somebody's house from them is a peaceful process.
Well, that's because most of them give it up. I guess that makes armed robbery, where the victim doesn't put up a fight, peaceful too.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more about air terrorism. The TSA wants you to be more scared. We'll explain why here in a little bit, and we'll take your calls about anything. Plus, another guy arrested for filming the cops. Mark's got that story. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The show is Free Talk Live. We call it that because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. Plus, we're live doing this thing 7 days per week. At freetalklive.com, you can go there and get interactive in various different ways, including the chat room. You can go and interact and actually watch the show at the same time. The cam is up. The brand new cam has been installed. I have been talking about it throughout the week that you're going to have to bear with us as we go through some changes and some tweaks. The tweaks aren't quite done yet, but the new cam is in, and initial response from the folks in the chat room is that they like the look of the new cam better. So that's a good thing. So you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and you can see that. And also when you go there, if you scroll down a little bit or like right beneath the cam, you'll see the chat room. You can log in there with whatever name you want and you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and you can do it all for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
You know, freetalklive.com in general is brought to you by our sponsors. And one of the main sponsors of this show has been all along Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. If you have a company, be it, you know, whatever kind of company it is, and you handle accounts receivable and you're sick of it because you didn't get into whatever work you're doing to do collections and send out bills and do all these things, SACL CAI can handle it all for you. And they can do it with respect. They're not going to treat your customers like they're a bunch of schlubs who aren't trying to pay. They'll just follow up, treat them with respect, and you'll be happy with the way they handle it. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. By the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Pete. And Mark.
And Pete is here, courtesy of LibertyOnTour.com, as we continue with the story we just touched on in the last hour. I think it deserves a little more discussion, because the AP is reporting, as is EBC News, that airlines are being warned that terrorists are considering surgically hiding bombs inside humans to evade airport security. As a result, travelers may find themselves subjected to more scrutiny when flying in the heart of summer vacation season, especially to the U.S. from abroad. The FBI and Homeland Security Department sent a memo out around the country to security officials about what they call body packing, describing it as a criminal tactic with possible terrorist application. The memo obtained by the AP cited a 2005 incident in which Colombian men were accused of surgically implanting narcotics into human couriers. Well, that's an old tactic, putting drugs inside somebody's body, whether it's surgically or whether it's swallowing it or whatever. That's certainly not new. The memo offered possible indicators of surgically implanted contraband, including a distended stomach or other unusual bulging and visible physical discomfort from a pat-down. Bombs in the body is not a new idea, but recent intelligence indicates a fresh interest in using this method, or so they claim. People scanning machines in airports aren't able to detect explosives hidden inside humans. Still, apparently they're not able to detect a lot of the things that they're claimed to. Mark, you said that somebody walked through with one of their own testers walked through one of these machines five times with a pistol strapped to her, and they didn't detect that.
Well, this is one of the new backscatter machines, that the radiation porno scanners that people are talking about. You know, the pictures that we were shown that these, you know, that it would look like is nothing like the picture that the TSA scanner person sees. Because on that picture, you saw, you know, this sort of light blue woman with a very kind of almost white revolver that was being, you know, lit up on her. And the suggestion was that, oh, well, these little backscatter machines are just like taking little x-rays and you're going to be able to see whatever these people are carrying. It's not like that. I mean, one of these TSA red team people, the ones that they test themselves with, walked through with a pistol five times at the Dallas airport, and not one of the times were they caught.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 1-800-259-9231. So basically what they're saying here is that if their press release is to be believed, and of course I question anything that comes from the government, is that, well, now that we've implanted, now that we've put these bomb detecting machines in, or these backscatter machines, now the terrorists have a workaround, so now we're going to have to get a little more invasive with you folks. They're saying, hey, prep up. If you thought it was already invasive enough with people touching people's crotches and genitalia and pulling down babies' diapers and molesting grandma, if you thought it was bad enough, they're saying here that they're going to get more invasive. I don't know how much more invasive they can get. I don't know what exactly they have in mind, but it can't be good, whatever it is. And now they go on here to say that there's no current information that points to a specific plot involving surgically implanted explosives, according to a U.S. security official speaking on a condition of anonymity in order to discuss those matters. And as you pointed out, I think it was you, Mark, that if you are somebody who is so dedicated to your cause that you're willing to kill yourself, then what does it really matter whether you make it on the plane or not?
Right. I mean, if you really want to kill yourself, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing impossible about you packing yourself up with explosives on the outside of your body and then sticking, you know, nails and glass and whatever in there for shrapnel and blowing yourself up in the queue, in the line while you wait to go on these things. The fact is that, you know, there's so many people lined up there that they're creating a security issue right there when they do the scanning.
Right.
This is nothing but a make-work program for low-level government bureaucrats.
Right, and what I'd remind everybody, though, too, we shouldn't just say the government's doing this or the state's doing this. That's just an organization. It's just an association of individuals, so they're only going to do what they think they have the authority to do. So that's why it's important, if you think these actions that they're proposing are not good things, to have conversations with those in your sphere and encourage them to speak out as well, because that's what the peaceful evolution is all about. Just choosing to ignore them, choosing not to grant them authority. So, you know, the more of us that are having these conversations with people, the sooner we'll get there.
Absolutely right. Of course, it's still a difficult thing to deal with. If you are somebody who has to fly for a living, you probably have to bend over when they say bend over, because otherwise you're not going to get to your destination. But all that said, spreading the word and maybe being less than accepting of those things when you're going through those checkpoints, if you've left early enough and you've got enough time to do that, to take that risk, that could be useful. Speaking out at a checkpoint in a loud enough voice to bring attention by those who are standing around or those who are waiting in line behind you to what's going on here and how you're not appreciative of what it is that they're trying to do. That could have some value
as well. It's always interesting. I actually flew earlier this year for the first time in a little while, and the lady ahead of me asked me, hey, do you know what size, how many ounces of whatever product I can bring with me? I said, whatever's the most restrictive policy, that's what they're going to do. And everyone around laughed, and that's what folks see. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was shipping some Coplock, some merchandise at the post office, and there was one person working in this long line. And, you know, I said, I just made a comment. I wonder how different this would look if there were actually competition in this area. And you know, a guy right behind me that just started a conversation, and we talked for 10 minutes. And, you know, I know everyone else around was listening because there's nothing else to do. So those are the kind of things where you can have impacts in your own life.
Absolutely. Let's go to you and your thoughts and talk to Justin in Mississippi. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Justin, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, not too much. Hey, did you hear about this new bill that Congress came up with to pay down the national debt?
Nope, but tell me about it.
What they're going to do is they're going to set it up where you can do voluntary deductions on your wages, essentially, you know, donating to the government to pay down the national debt. You know? That's not what taxes are for. Taxes are for blowing up brown people. They need us to donate.
They need donations because they're so bad at what they do.
Wow, that's the best plan they can come up with, huh?
Let's see if we can get the American people to give some more.
How do you think that's going to work out? Probably not too well. I guess you're not going to sign up to be one of the first. Justin, I don't know if you had more. You're welcome to stick with us here if you do. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we give to you there free. We've got a mobile site, by the way, and you can go to m.freetalklive.com to access it. M as in mobile, m.freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our streams, links to the streams, links to some software that you can download to your phone to make tuning into those streams easy. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins, they could be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending upward. Weusecoins.org.
800-259-9231. The scary story now coming out of D.C. is, look out. They're going to put bombs inside the terrorists now. And so now you're going to have to be, I don't know, X-rayed?
Just scared. You just need to be scared.
Well, right. I don't know what they're planning on doing here because there's going to be some new level of security that they're going to want to implement because of this. And I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of being X-rayed. Are they using X-rays in the current machine?
X-rays? There's a backscatter machine, which is a light X-ray.
Right. But now if the claim is that the bombs are going to be inside a human being, what does that mean for the next proposal? Does that mean actual internal X-rays? Does that mean
what else could it mean? I mean, if you take their steps to their logical conclusions that they have to totally safeguard us from ourselves, then we would just exist in cages, I guess, from cradle to grave.
Well, now they take a lot of the so-called security experts in this this piece here, and they quote them. Of course, one of them is with the Chertoff Group. That name sounds familiar, doesn't it? Chertoff Group.
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
Oh, yeah, he's the former director of the Department of Homeland Security. Now he's a consultant and was involved in actually getting these backscatter machines installed. And, of course, they're saying things like, you know, we've been worried about this for a long time, according to their top security consultant. So they've been working with carriers and governments to identify ways to discover hidden explosives. The officials didn't want to discuss specific security measures that are under consideration so as not to tip off the terrorists who could seek ways to get around them. Or maybe they don't want to talk about it because they want to freak people out with how invasive they're planning on getting.
Right.
Because if the idea is that there's going to be bombs placed inside people, then there are only a few ways to ascertain whether or not somebody has a bomb inside them, right?
It's crazy. I mean, what they've been doing. Last year I saw they had these mobile trailers that they plan to park outside of stadiums and run crowds through. And there's little booths where they're supposed to be able to read from your heart signals and eye movements and things like that.
Nervous you are.
Yeah. And then they say there's like a 70 or 80% success rate. You know, it's just like, you know, where's it going
to
stop?
Jimmy Oxley,
I hate to be among that 20 or 30%.
Right.
What's your day going to be like then?
Exactly.
That you're going to get detained for a long time until they figure out that you're not a terrorist, if they figure that out.
You know, I was having a conversation over at a friend's house, sort of locally, and I guess one of their family members was there, and this person literally advocated using shock collars on people in airports they would. I'm not kidding you that this was the idea, that they would use shock collars to detain people that were acting strangely or whatever, that everybody would get a shock collar and that they would just take down whoever they needed to.
Of course, you talk to the folks that aren't on the government side, and then you get a little dose of reality. Jimmy Oxley, a chemistry professor at the University of Rhode Island and an explosives expert, said it will be tough to carry out such an effort successfully. She said, and apparently her name is Jimmy, that there are only so many places to hide a bomb in the body, and a suicide bomber would have to recover enough from the surgery to be able to travel and then set off the device. I mean, that's what I was thinking when I first heard this story. I mean, how crazy is it, the idea of implanting a bomb inside you? That sounds like an incredibly dangerous procedure,
right?
So therefore you'd have to activate it pretty quickly, but as they're saying, you'd recover from the surgery as well. That takes time. So you're recovering from a surgery, by that time you've had this bomb sitting inside your body. That can't do good things for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know how practical this is, but it won't matter what the reality of this is. It won't matter how practical it is, and the fact that nobody's really going to do this. Remember, they don't actually have any examples of this. Their example of someone implanting something is somebody implanting cocaine from 2005, smugglers.
Yeah, the profit margin's a lot higher.
Yeah. Well, there is a profit to be made off of implanting cocaine, not so much off of implanting a bomb. So they're going on nothing but scare tactics. That's all they have. This is just them saying, we've been worried about this for a long time, and now they've got these backscatter machines, somebody might actually try it, so we're going to have to increase security. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Peter's listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Peter.
Hi. You know, it occurs to me that there are probably people who would like to have the kind of level of invasive body checks that occur and might even become more invasive because they are that concerned about the possibility of meeting their end on some flight because of a terrorist. And I just think they could have that choice. At the same time, I don't know why certain flights shouldn't be designated as not having those kinds of checks for people who aren't that concerned. If you had a choice, it would be freedom for both groups.
Right. Choice is what the marketplace would give us if we didn't have this one-size-fits-all government bureaucracy handing down their orders from on high. Then you would have that. You would have different airlines offering different options, different levels of security, according to what they believed their customers wanted. And they would change their offers based on what their customers' feedback was. But right now, they can't do any of that because they're not in control.
Well, all right, it may be true, but I still think that there should be some effort to work through the government and through your legislators and through whatever forms of communication that you
can. What good could possibly come from having a monopoly decide on what security measures are available?
Ultimately, I mean, it's a question of how people think about danger or about, and I think it's a matter of education. I think many people aren't able to deal with the notion of risk.
Right. Peter, I think you're exactly right, and that's why if we have a set number of hours in the day, should we be working through a system that's based on violence that's already proved throughout history to always fail, or should we go around it and just encourage people to be like live free and be responsible for their actions?
You know, I agree with you on a lot of things. A lot of things that bother you bother me, but you exaggerate a bit about the government and violence. I mean, it does use... It can use force, and it can be violent, and I abhor both those things.
Well, that's all they have, dude. That's their only tool.
Can you point to a voluntary thing the government does that's not funded by theft? The government's about control.
I have a question of whether if the government takes care of the streets and provides me with...
Which they do that because they threaten people with violence in order to pay for it. Can you please explain to me what you believe has been an exaggeration on my part or Mark's part or Pete's part?
Well, I don't really want to say it's an exaggeration on any one of your parts. I mean, I think it's just a question of... I guess philosophically, I don't quite agree with you. I think you have a...
Well, this isn't a philosophical question. This is a question about reality, and the government backs everything it does, whether it's taking care of the streets or feeding people or whatever it's doing. It's backing it by the threat of violence. Wouldn't you agree?
No, violence, violence has a lot of implication.
Well, Peter, if
force, coercion... There are other words. I mean, I think you're...
So you would accept force and coercion then? Because I would use those words, too. I think they're pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah, but you choose to use violence because I think you tend to exaggerate and not...
Peter, if I could quickly... Peter, if I could quickly, I want to recommend a resource. I don't know if you have any time or interest to check this book out. I mean, we talked about the importance of education, and I found a book. There's a professor named David Beto. He's got a couple great resources. One you might want to check out is called The Voluntary City, and he goes over BEITO, and he goes over historical and current examples of how all these goods and services are better provided and more morally provided through consensual interactions.
I use the term violence because many people may not be as associated with the term coercion. I used to use coercion more often.
I don't know if it's necessarily exaggeration. Let's use the term bombast. I think that to some extent we certainly try to point it out and point it out hard that the only tool the government has is threats.
There's more coming up. Thanks for the call, Peter. Appreciate it at 800-259-9231. And their threats are backed by force, violence, or coercion.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-604-3206. That's 1-800-604-3206.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make a call right now at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Pete.
And Mark.
And Pete joining us courtesy of LibertyOnTour.com. Mark, tell me about spending Bitcoin.
Well, we talk about Bitcoins a lot on Free Talk Live, and, you know, it's they're kind of this commodity, this online commodity, this online currency. And the idea is that you can spend them on things, and, well, there's not a lot of things, you know, when I first started researching that you could spend them on. There's one website that solves almost all of that, and it's called spendbitcoins.com. That allows you to spend them all in one place. From spendbitcoins.com, you can spend your bitcoins on major online retailers such as Amazon, Fishpond, Barnes & Noble, Bent Memory Dealers, and more retailers are being added every day. When you want to spend bitcoins, go to spendbitcoins.com. The guy behind this is a listener of the show. He actually does Free Oz Radio. He's a guy who
has been on for a while.
What's that?
He did do Free Oz Radio.
It's been off for a while?
Yeah.
Well, pardon me. And he's got an eBay seller rating of like 100%, and it's impossible to get this. So you can really trust this guy, and he's doing a great thing here. Go check it out, spendbitcoins.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Ladies come first. Well, I think this, I don't know, maybe this isn't Lady Vivian? Vrian? I'm not sure. Who is this in Oklahoma? You're on Free Talk Live. Somebody calling in Oklahoma with a V for the first name. What's your name?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Okay. It's V-R-I-A-N.
Well, V is right next to B on the keyboard.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Anyway, Brian, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Sorry for the gender reassignment.
Yeah, you made some valid points about the line, the security check line being a vulnerable point there, and a suicide bomber could, you know, pack some weapons grade anthrax powder into his anus and then be a suicide flagellator. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good point. We've been talking about
I don't think you'd survive the experience for very long, but
you're a suicide bomber, which is why you wouldn't survive.
But you can do it right there in the you're gonna put the anthrax
powder
atomizer right in your
No.
Right then.
I think the idea would be you would just put in a plastic baggie and put it up there, and then when you blow yourself up, that will then be vaporized into the air.
That
right?
too, huh?
Well, you could probably insert like a bomb that is linked like hot dogs.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, according to the so-called experts here, one of these guys is saying this is a really difficult thing to do. There are only so many places you could hide a bomb in your body, and that if you were going to be, it was going to be surgically implanted, you didn't have to recover from that surgery in order to be able to travel and actually then set off the device. And Mark, you pointed out that if you want to set off a bomb and to cause terror, the airport itself is a fine place for it. I mean, really, is it that much more terrorizing to have someone set off their bomb in an airplane versus at the checkpoint?
Well,
really?
I admit that an airplane is a superior place to set off a bomb because it's enclosed. And, you know, with bombs, you need to be able to sort of focus the force. But and usually these areas where the screening goes on are often wide open places, much more open. But that doesn't change that with enough concussive force, you're still going to harm a whole bunch of people.
If you've got to move,
it's just the airplanes falling out of the sky in a fiery fashion. That's a big thing.
It's dramatic.
Yeah, it's dramatic.
But it's still pretty dramatic when you set up a bomb at an airport.
Enough.
I mean, that's my question. Is it that much more dramatic? I mean, is it that much more dramatic to the point where these terrorist organizations, these mythical terrorist organizations that, you know, we've never seen a terrorist attack in the U.S. since 2001, since September 11th, but that these mythical terrorist organizations would go through the hassle of surgically implanting a bomb so in the hopes that they could get on an airline with it, as opposed to just setting one off at a checkpoint. You want to talk about striking terror, how about a coordinated attack on multiple airports at the same time?
That certainly would do it. I don't know why you choose to call these organizations mythical. You do it all the time. And, yeah, there haven't been that many terrorist attacks.
Zero.
But there haven't been. But people could just as easily point out, because this is a stupid point that you make, because people could just as easily say, well, the government's been keeping us safe.
But that's not true.
It's working.
There's no evidence of that.
What is true is that without government, that we wouldn't really have to worry about terrorism at all.
That much is true. Now, that's a hard, solid thing you can point to, that guys in green uniforms with automatic weapons going over and shooting people's parents in the Middle East makes people want to be...
That's a good point, but if you want to just take their position, they'll just say, well, they hate us for our freedoms. I mean, there's always another excuse for...
You just ask them, how would you feel if some guy in a foreign military came and shot your mom in the head? Would you feel like killing some people from that foreign country? That's an easy point to make. But everybody believes that these police organizations are quietly going about keeping us safe.
It's
so they
nonsense.
Have to keep. You may or may not. You can't prove that it
I
is
can't
nonsense.
I can prove it's
no,
nonsense
you can't
because
they
not
keep
hard to
their
build
activities
a bomb.
Secret.
It's not hard to build a bomb. You can build a bomb and go blow it up wherever you want to.
But you're talking about organizations. You're not talking about individuals. And individuals can and will do that. They, you know, the New York bomber is a good example. The guy that was down there trying to park a vehicle full of whatever it was, he's a good example of that. Yes, a single guy going about it is probably going to, you know, he's going to make fewer mistakes. He needs to have money and financing, but it's not that expensive to build a bomb. Timothy McVeigh is a good example. I'm sorry, it's a bad point, and all it does is cement people against...
No, it's not a bad point. There's no examples of real terrorism. All the examples of so-called stopped terrorism were the people that the government ginned up, that the government undercover operatives encouraged people to commit terrorist acts.
But people will claim that those very ginned-up operations show that the real terrorists, that you can't get away with it here, so it scares them off.
Whatever. They can make whatever claims they want to, Mark. All I'm saying is that there's no evidence of... there's no evidence that the government has been successful at stopping these terrorists. Otherwise, they'd be touting it from the rooftops at how successful they were. That's what they do when they gin up the terrorism, is they always point to how successful they've been at stopping terrorism, when in fact they were the ones who created it in the first place.
Right, and whether they fail or succeed, they always ask for more money and a larger scope of influence.
That much is true. Government's the only organization that can fail its way to riches.
And the idea that you couldn't coordinate an attack on multiple airports.
For a co-host? That's what I wanted.
The idea that you can't coordinate an attack between multiple individuals is also absurd. It would not be hard to encrypt communications to prevent government people from sniffing out what it is that you're saying if you believe that they somehow are monitoring all phone calls, which is another fantasy, in my opinion. But if you want to, just encrypt your communications, get together in your terrorist cell of 15 people, pick 15 different airports, and go set off a bomb one day right there at the checkpoints. There would be nothing there's nothing that would stop people from doing that except for the fact that they're not doing it.
Well, the suggestion is that immigrants... immigration and, you know, the immigration is keeping the people that would do such a thing out, and also that the police organizations are doing such a good job of, you know, sort of, you know, messing with people in the mosques and things that our homegrown terrorists don't have a chance to organize.
Well, they can tell you whatever they want to. They can make whatever suggestion they want to, Mark, but it's a bunch of poppycock.
That's what governments do, though. They create a scapegoat. They point to some minority, and it's they create a divisiveness, us versus them, and they, you know, that's the way it is. That's how governments thrive.
That suggestion, those
that
suggestions,
much is true, Pete. I would not disagree with that at all.
Those suggestions that you're talking about, Mark, are just as pointless as. Oh well, anyway, let's go back to you and your thoughts here. Let's talk to Daryl, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Daryl.
Hey guys, the thing that I believe Pete brought up about the cops being able to listen to voice tones and monitor body language, it's a system called CyGuard, and it's already being implemented in Europe, and it's actually possibly already implemented in the U.S. The NSA has been, you know, possibly accused of using it with something they've implemented called Perfect Citizen, which uses satellites.
That does sound awful.
And the backscatter x-ray machines that they use at the airports, they have mobile versions of these that a town in Massachusetts started buying last year to go around, and they're checking for supposedly just for car bombs. But they can also point this thing at houses and look in your house for supposedly explosive material.
Yeah, we've seen the news about that. It's like right out of V for Vendetta with the trucks, like government trucks driving around monitoring people. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Zach in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Zach in Florida.
How's it going? Hey. Long-time listener.
What's on your mind tonight, Zach?
Well, I have a question about what to do about the debt when, you know, if we ever do get the smaller government, lower taxes, do you implement some kind of a tax to pay down the debt? Or
no, it's not your debt.
Amendment, maybe?
It's not your debt.
Well, obviously the 14th Amendment makes them able to tax us, correct?
I don't know. I don't know what their system
16th
is.
Amendment?
You know, I don't claim to know anything about their system, and I don't know any of their money that they've spent. So
I'd love to approach this, Zach, but I can't do it in the 10 seconds that we have left.
Yeah, you're welcome to call us back tomorrow night.
I'd like to talk to you about it.
Thanks for the call. Out of time. Pete, you guys, good luck down in Greenfield.
Appreciate it. Thanks
for
heading
out Sunday. Folks, go to libertyontour.com to see more of Pete and Nadeem on what they're up to, and we'll be back tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. See you.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.